Welcome back to Disruptive Adventism. My name is Jose Briones, and today we have Tim Kosaka with us. He is from SWAU, Southwestern Adventist University. You may have heard an advertisement on our network from Southwestern in the past, but today we're not actually going to talk about Southwestern, although we may talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about Adventist Young Professionals, a project he developed a couple of years ago. Am I correct, Tim?
2019, yes.
2019, there you go. Just before the pandemic, he developed AYP. And today we're going to talk about it because it's quite an interesting space for young professionals in the Adventist Church. So Tim, before we get into the nitty-gritty of AYP, talk to me about you yourself. What do you do? And what was the motivation to start AYP?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me on the program. So as you shared, I am currently employed at Southwestern Adventist University. I am the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the university. So I have the opportunity to be involved in a lot of the creative development of our outreach and just interacting with our future students and our community. And so it's a fun team to be on and to just really support the higher education ministry of our church. As you shared, Adventist Young Professionals is something that God just placed in my heart a little bit before the pandemic. You know, it was fall of 2019 when I actually launched an Instagram page called Adventist Young Professionals. And at the time, it was just an Instagram page, a place where we could share stories, help young adults realize, you know, that they were not alone in the journey as they were starting their career. And, you know, a little while before, when I was in high school, I had heard the statistics of how many young adults, you know, leave the church during and after college. And I was just hearing how, you know, how difficult it was for individuals to just stay committed to their faith as they were becoming the only Adventist in their circles a lot of the times. And so I was blessed to, you know, have a Adventist college experience and then find a job at an Adventist institution. But all around me, I noticed that my friends were struggling in their faith. And so I decided to start this online blog, and we started sharing stories and just sharing experiences. And in the next few months, people really came around this idea. And people started saying, hey, this is such a cool idea, but we would love to get involved. We have ideas on how this can be much more useful as a hub for young adults. And little did we know that in just a few months, a global pandemic would come across the whole world and would open up an opportunity for us to really serve as a hub for young adults, as an intergenerational hub that could just really support them through their personal, spiritual, and professional journey, which is really what we have grown to through the last couple years.
I like what you said there, and especially when it comes to the support. I think our generation has always heard time and time again about the importance of just mentoring and support and getting help from different people. But when you go into your first job after college, you usually find that no one is there to help you, no one is there to support you. Socially, I'm not talking about professionally. Maybe you have the luck that professionally somebody comes alongside and teaches you the ropes and different things, but sometimes you don't have that social support. You may be going from a school like Southern. I went to Southern, and I remember going to Andrews, right? Because I was doing my master's and also working. So that was kind of fine with me because I kept my social circle. But after Andrews, I came here to Albany. And all of a sudden, I did not have any of my friends. And of course, you can keep up with FaceTime and things like that, but in the day-to-day is very difficult. So tell me a little bit more about how you guys grew in that niche of supporting socially, spiritually, professionally, and what are some of the projects that you guys have going on right now?
For sure. So people always ask, how do you define the ministry? And we define ourselves as a hub that brings together people and resources that can really support those different elements of life. And so, you know, initially, we were a place where people could find different podcasts and blogs that young adults were doing different stories and experiences, and where they could just meet people through a social media platform. But as the months passed and as the pandemic began, the first thing we actually did was we launched an evening devotional. I met on Zoom back when Zoom was still kind of the new thing. And it met every weeknight, and we had different guest speakers. A lot of the people who have been on this program actually were guest speakers on our devotional time. And we had over, you know, 150 different sessions over the next few months that really helped to grow the community. And it was just cool. As we were hearing about people like feeling isolated and alone, we were seeing all of these individuals who were just meeting on AYP devotionals, building friendships in their different areas as they were stuck at home. And so that was really the first stage to everything. But as time passed, we realized that there was a lot of opportunity to really support the small group gatherings and the small group elements, help people to gather over shared interests. And so a few different things developed out of that. For one, we launched, you know, regional teams. And so we actually have teams across the US as well as in Canada, Liberia, and Australia that's just helping to connect people. So imagine that, you know, across the Southern Union, there are the Adventist hubs, like where Chattanooga and Collegedale is, but there's also all of these other rural towns and everything where a young adult may be the only Adventist in their church and in their city. And so we're helping to connect people in an area. I'm sure that within an hour's drive, there are other Adventist young adults from you. And so our network is helping to connect people in their local areas with others who are beyond their immediate circle. But we're also connecting people based on a shared interest. And so AYP Groups is helping to do that. Whether a person's interested in creative media or in a certain topic of the Bible or whether they're working in a certain industry, there's a variety of different groups that are led by individuals who are young adults themselves, who are experienced in a different space, that are just gathering over that shared interest. And we believe in being a hub that provide these small group settings. And so, you know, there's a ton of blogs and podcasts that can reach thousands of people. And we believe that, you know, we're able to reach thousands of people. God has blessed us with that. But we're trying to keep everything feeling like a small group, like a small church. And so we like our groups to be, you know, in the 12 to 15 person range so that nobody feels like an audience member, but everybody feels like, you know, part of the congregation, part of the group, a member of the community. And, you know, those were some of the initial things we did in 2020, but that has grown. As we have started to exit the pandemic, we have, you know, we're actually in the process of developing a book, which is sharing testimonies of nearly 100 of our members who just have different stories about how God is working through their lives as they enter their professional journey. We also launched a social network website, Adventist AYP Members, where people can actually go there now and add each other as friends and interact on our own AYP platform, and where we're building out other functions in the coming months and years. And, you know, through those elements, we're just seeing where God leads, and we're excited for some in-person events that we'll start rolling out later this year.
You know, it sounds like you guys are doing a lot. And I think that the value is that you have a lot of volunteers that help you to reach all of that.
Yes.
But as I think about this, and this may not be necessarily only related to AYP, as I mentioned to you, we may talk some Adventism here, know, kind of interaction in between the topics, is that you are giving ownership. You were facilitating ownership of for young adults in order for them to participate, something that we don't see a lot in the side of the church. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think, from your perspective, as you have been growing this organization, is volunteer run, just like the church is, you know, it has spiritual components, but also social components, just like the church does. But why are young adults willing to participate? Is it because they are just meeting people that are in their same age, same kind of lifestyle, things of that nature? Or is there something more that maybe we're missing out on?
Yeah, I think the young adults definitely like to be able to see the fruits of their labor. When they put a lot of effort into something, they want to see the impact that it has. And I think that that is something that we have been able to foster for them. You know, we think of ourselves as a leadership lab, as a space where you have the support from individuals within our team, as well as mentors. And we're, you know, we have a lot of pastoral mentors and such who are really supporting that. But I think that young adults are really looking for the ability to see the fruits of their labor and to be creative in that space. And I think that, you know, I'm blessed because I go to a church. I go to Younger Generation Church in North Texas. And that is a church that is just, it's an Adventist church, part of the Arlington Seventh-day Adventist Church that is really, really focused on empowering young adult leaders. And I think that that is a culture that is so important because young adults are no longer the church of tomorrow, but we are the church of today. And I think that there's just so much value in that intergenerational collaboration. I think that the church in general, you know, often we hear that, you know, young adults feel like they're not being given the keys to ministry or ownership over ministry. And I think that, you know, leaders are often scared because they have been burnt in the past with, you know, negative experiences. And I think that, you know, that's the case not only in the church, but, just in any leadership setting, any volunteer setting, you know, the leaders are always going to be worried about giving the keys to any project to somebody who they don't know so much about. And so I think that something we've really, really focused on is building strong relationships with our church leaders as an organization and helping, you know, the young adults who are creatives and who just have a vision for something to understand, you know, how our church structure works and the best way to collaborate with the church in a way that's a win-win for each entity. Because I think that building that relationship before trying to build the partnership, the official partnership, is always going to help things to be better. And a lot of times, young adults, we have great ideas, but sometimes we try to jump to the conclusion really fast. And I think that just understanding different perspectives really allows us to just work with people from different generations and create a win-win experience for our church, for the ministry, and for the individuals.
I really like what you said there, that, you know, there's this component of trust, there's component of building up the relationship before you get to the ownership perspective, but there's also a point of like, be willing to try, be willing to fail, be willing to come alongside, and instead of just, you know, just saying, hey, well, you failed, it's over, we're never going to give you a position again, but rather teach. Now, I'm interested to hear about kind of like the perspective from AYP into the groups, the social groups. So there is a lot of organizations for Adventists. You know, some of them are more on the traditional side of the church. Some of them are more on the progressive side of the church. But it seems to me that AYP has kind of like that. If you really want the spiritual components and you want a more traditional experience, you can find your group here. If you want a more, hey, we just want to hang out, or we're looking for a social experience, you're also welcome here. Did you guys appeal, or as you guys grew over and started to develop different projects, what were some of the core tenets that you guys had inside that were like, okay, you know, we're a spectrum, we are in the spectrum, but we're not going to catalog ourselves. So how do you arrive to those principles? What are the principles that you guys are running with?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, as an entity that uses the name of the church, we want to make sure that everything we're doing is fully Adventist, you know? And I know that within that term Adventist, there's a huge range of interpretation. And so we try to, you know, we try to really keep ourselves in the middle as central as possible. You know, we try not to lean too far to either direction, because as a hub, we feel that, you know, there's going to be different perspectives by individuals and different projects. And each project is going to support different people in different ways and gonna bless different people in different ways. And so we try to create a space where as long as it's Adventist, there is a space for people to be creative, a space for people to learn and grow together. You know, AYP spans many different cultures. Like, beyond the areas that we have actual teams, there are people from over 100 countries that interact with our materials. And so we've learned a lot about the culture of our people and the culture of our church through that. And we just try to be a space where everybody feels welcomed, and everybody can kind of learn in that space that while they may have an idea that somebody else may not have, this is a space where they can share it and feel like open communication can happen and such. You know, our three pillars, as I kind of shared earlier, is personal, spiritual, and professional growth. And that is supported through connections, engagement, and empowerment. So we connect, engage, and equip individuals. And so our goal is to just, you know, make sure that it falls within those pillars and that it represents the values of our church and that it's helping young adults to just experience Jesus in new ways as they do life together.
As you mentioned, PSP, right? Professional, spiritual, and personal, or personal, yes. Spiritual, and professional. Mm-hmm. I just thought about the portable PlayStation, like the actual PSP, you know. That's the first thing that came to me with the acronym. Oh, yeah. You know. But something that I'm kind of curious to see, and again, we're going back to that meta conversation within Adventism, is what are your thoughts as you have been able to see most of this pandemic, where people are interacting from different parts of the world and going further, and the church is going into the 21st century, but now we are receding back into less technological, or you know, more older kind of style, where, okay, we're back to church, the pandemic is getting under control in many parts of the world. Of course, there's other parts, there's still a lot of restrictions, there's still a lot of pain, a lot of things that are happening. I'm kind of interested in seeing, like, what are the data points that you guys have gathered throughout, and what's the vision for the future that you guys are looking to share with other Adventist young professionals? And maybe what's the bottleneck that you have seen that's most common throughout that experience of, I'm coming out to my first job and I need help?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think that the pandemic changed life for everyone forever. You know, I think that even though we're going back to a world where we can interact in person, I think that our perspectives on life has changed forever. And I think that our churches have changed forever. And I think that in a positive way, we've seen the walls of church come down, you know, during the pandemic, where everything was online, it was easier to do evangelism in your personal space and everything like that. And I think that, you know, that just opened a lot of awareness and opportunities for people to engage with individuals who they would otherwise never have connected with. But I think that, yeah, as we're exiting the pandemic, people are going back into the workplace. They're trying to figure out, you know, how to balance all those different elements of life as individuals. And some of the things that we're working on doing in this next chapter includes a strong mentorship program where we can actually connect qualified seasoned Adventists in different industries with young professionals who are just looking for somebody who's been through it before, who's not going to only share, you know, professional advice like their mentor at work might do, and not just going to share spiritual advice like their pastor might do, but who has experienced a similar type of journey as them and can provide a holistic, you know, advice on the different elements of life that they experience through that journey. So mentorship is a big element that we're really focusing on. We're also looking to just help people reconnect. You know, for the last year, a lot of people have not hung out in person with people. And, you know, as I actually went back to my first church gathering in a year or whatever, like, we were just talking about how we had to learn to hang out together again. It's like a whole new culture to enter into. And so I think that as we exit the pandemic, having different social spaces, you know, a lot of people's friend groups will have changed over the course of a year, and having spaces for people who may be feeling alone or who maybe even moved during the pandemic, having a space where they can feel like they can fit in or feel like they can meet new people and all of those types of stuff is also important to us. And we're working on some weekend retreats that are going to be hosted by some of our regions that are going to have a variety of different activities. And we're looking at different workshops and stuff like that that are just going to help people re-enter normal life after the pandemic and hopefully be stronger because of what we've all learned through just living through these crazy times. And I think that our church has changed a lot, and they've realized just how important it is to build into this generation. And a lot of the bottlenecks we've seen in the past, I pray that just we see things change in this next chapter, you know, of life and everything. But time will tell.
Right. Time will tell for sure. It's a fluid situation, as we may say, you know, yes. And we never know what can happen.
True.
I want to ask about your experience. Yeah. And when you first came out, you decided to create this movement. It has grown. You guys are collecting experiences, publishing into a book. Mm-hmm. I think those are very exciting things. But do you ever feel kind of like a lack of hope in your professional journey, where you were like, man, I don't have what my other peers have, or I'm feeling lost? And mm-hmm. and what goes, or maybe you have heard experiences, you know, from other people that have been at that point. What are some of your maybe advice, as you have seen or as you have heard experiences, to get out of that rut, which sometimes can be difficult to do?
Yeah, for sure. So I think that fresh out of college, okay, a couple different experiences, I guess. You know, all throughout life, I'm somebody who likes to have a plan for what I'm going to do next and, you know exactly how things will turn out. And when there's unknowns, it's always tough. And I think that, you know, throughout college, I went to Walla Walla University. I had a lot of good experiences, and I was part of student leadership, part of ministry. I took a year off to do task force work. But at the end of that year, I didn't really know where I was going to go next. Like, I was applying to a lot of different places. And I think that's something that a lot of young adults experience, especially as we exit the pandemic. You know, they're graduating from college. They've been told all their lives that when they graduate college, they're going to have a job waiting for them. But they walk down the steps of that graduation stage and they enter a world of unknown. And I think for me, You know, at first that was something that was definitely a stressor, not knowing where I would go next. And, you know, at that time I was like, I was living in Washington State. I was working at summer camp the summer after college. And I was like, you know, I'll apply everywhere, but not going to move to Texas. You know, like that's just a crazy place to live with a totally different culture. But I think that that time of unknown just really taught me to trust God and taught me to open my heart and my mind to just follow His leading and to allow Him to open and close the right doors. And I think that as young adults, we often are just rushing through the different stages of life and we're always thinking, hey, what's next? What's next? And how can I accomplish everything? But sometimes just having an opportunity to stop and to not know what's coming next and to breathe and to trust in God, I think that that's super important and it's easier said than done. And I think that the pandemic has forced the people who are a couple years younger than me to do that in a very different way. And I think that while it's been hard, I think we'll look back at it 5-10 years from now and be like, wow, we learned a lot through that time of quietness, that time of trust where we really had no control. You know, another element where I had no control was actually at the beginning of AYP, because when we started the ministry, we actually got a cease to desist letter from the Seventh-day Adventist Church because of trademark infringement. And I think that that's something, you know, that's something that a lot of supporting ministries get up front, especially if you use the name of the church. And I think that that was extremely discouraging for me and for our team. And at that time, I had a ton of different people in my ears. Like people were saying, like, get a lawyer and sue the church. And other people were like, work with the system. And I just had a lot of different feedback. And that process was another space where I really took time to just pray and to think about it and to talk to mentors and things like that. And obviously, we are now recognized by the church as a supporting ministry with a license to use the Adventist name. So we took the route where we partnered with the church and where they gave us support. And it was a positive experience. But often, I think people just try to rush through situations. And I think pausing and just letting God really speak and lead is so important.
And of course, this is because of trademark reasons and, you know, the whole Seventh-day Adventist instead of Adventism.
Oh, I know.
You know, that's why this is called disruptive Adventism, not disruptive Adventist, because you have to use all of that, you know, and it's a complex situation. And of course, we do it for multiple reasons. There are multiple reasons, multiple groups that want to claim the name. Yep. There's quite controversy on that topic on the internet. Tim, as we start, you know, kind of going into the next section of the podcast, final section of the podcast, I wanna know a little bit more about how your job kind of interacts, because AYP has grown.
Yes.
It's becoming a Adventist social network to a certain degree, right? You know, to its in its scope, professional, spiritual, you know, personal. But how do you manage that? How do you manage doing all of this, delegation? What are some of the things that you have learned since then?
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, I think that I have learned that you can't do everything at once because you will burn out. And young adults are often trying to do everything really fast and trying to, thinking they can handle it all. And often we burn out. And I feel like I've had different stages in my life when I've burned out on different portions of the journey. And I've learned through each of those chapters. But obviously I have a full-time job that is, and working in ministry for my real job is not a normal 8-to-5 job. You're often working nights and weekends. And so I think I've just really learned through ministry and through work and all of those different elements to set boundaries and to make sure I set that time for God in the morning, that I set that time for my health and my personal care and my social interactions, and that I really set time for ministry and set time for work and really segment those different elements of life. I think that has helped me to not stress as much, because when you segment things, you can focus on those different elements instead of trying to multitask 24/7. Another thing is delegation. So obviously I am not doing everything for AYP. I am simply helping to delegate. And something we really value at my church, at my church, YG Church, as well as at AYP, is this inverted pyramid style of leadership, where, you know, the leaders are really there to empower and equip the different teams and such. And I think that that's the only sustainable mode of really growing something, because if you're trying to do everything yourself, you can only do so much as one person, but if you're really just learning to let go of the, not just let go of the key, but to give up the keys and to pass that on to the people on your team, that's how something can really grow and how you can do so without burning yourself out as an individual. And that's something I've learned through great mentors that I have at Southwestern who have really empowered me to be creative in marketing and to grow my team at the university and to expand our advertising initiatives. You know, they have shown me what keychain leadership means. At church, I have learned what keychain leadership means from the pastors and mentors I have. And in the same way, I've really been praying and trying to do the same at AYP. And I think that that's how young adults in the network are feeling ownership. And that's how the ministry is growing just super fast by God's grace.
I'm glad to hear that. And I'm glad to hear that the delegation portion is part of the system and kind of like organically has developed. I think that's very important. Tim, final question, and then I'll give you a final word, is so as young adults come out of college, they come out or they, maybe they are in college final year, you know, how can the church, meta, now we're going back to the general question, how can the church provide a safe environment so that they can develop in the professional, spiritual, and personal areas? Of course, AYP is a resource, but it's only a online resource sometimes, and maybe if you're close to a network. But for those young adults that may be in locations that there is not a network yet, or they may be interested in starting the network, but they don't have the resources or whatever, how can churches start developing those resources internally in order to support their young adults once they come out of one of the most transformational periods of their time?
Yeah. I think every church needs to think about the way they do their weekend service and all their ministries as if it's their first, as if it's somebody's first time coming to church. You know, often we get comfortable in how church is done and we do church for our members, church for ourselves. And we're like, how do we like church to be? But I think that if we can find a way to really cater to that person who's coming in for the first time, not saying that they're a brand new Christian, although that's a huge element, we also need to think about the young adults who are exiting college and starting their career in a totally new place and how we can make them feel welcomed. You know, here in Texas, our conference has recently launched a partnership with our university. And they actually just recently hosted a luncheon for all the seniors. And the young adult department at the conference is connecting them with different ministries and different churches that just have curriculum ready, that have members ready to just welcome them in and have a space where a young adult can not only feel like they are sitting in the sanctuary pew listening to the pastor and listening to the directions of all these older people, but where they can feel that they have a place to get involved and to have ownership and such. And I think that that's a model that churches across our division and beyond can really be following, just creating a space where we think about our different audiences and how we're catering to their different needs as our priority in doing ministry.
Thank you for that. I think it's quite important to mention because churches sometimes are not necessarily thinking about the ones that are coming, but the ones that are here. Mm-hmm. You know, most of our programming may be looking, you know, towards that. So yes. I think that's a very good point, Tim, and I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming.
I was just saying that's also how churches are going to grow. When we think outside of the box and we just think about not what we're currently doing that's great, but what we can improve on, that's how our churches are going to grow.
Absolutely. I agree with you. It is reaching out and reaching those who sometimes don't, you know, we don't come in contact. It is to provide those experiences, first time experiences, and to continue, you know, to give the word of God, continue to give the truth to those that need it the most. Thank you very much, Tim, for coming into the podcast. I appreciate it. As always, we like to leave our listeners with the final word from our guests. So whatever you want to say, this is your time.
Well, I think that, you know, first of all, thank you so much for giving me the space to just be here today and to share a little bit about, you know, how God's working in my life and through this ministry. And I think that something I just always encourage people is to realize that no matter what struggles they go through, no matter what challenges they face, you know, God has a plan. And if you just continue to pursue that plan and continue to trust in Him, no matter what, He will show you the way, and you will never regret following His way. As you know, when you look back 20 years from now, 10 years from now, you'll realize how every high or low, it just worked out for God's purpose in your life. And so that's something I always encourage people. I hope that that's something that AYP can encourage people to do. And I hope that that's something that the listeners in today's show have been inspired by.